Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special teaching, You've Already Got It, was recorded at the 2013 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
You know what he was doing? I was esteeming God and saying, God spoke to me and God told me to quit school. He laughed at God. He laughed at the one who I was in love with and trust, and it made me mad. And I told him, I said, hey, God's responsible for this. And the Lord's the one that told me to do it. And if he wants me to be drafted, I'll be drafted. And if he doesn't want me to be drafted, I won't be drafted. And this guy laughed and he says, boy, I can guarantee you, you're going to Vietnam. And when he said that, I mean, I stood, and you know what? He was trying to get me to devalue what God had said to me and my relationship with God. And I remember, here he was, a representative of the mightiest nation on the face of the earth, the one that had the power to draft me, send me someplace, get me killed. And I remember standing up and putting my finger right in this guy's chest. And I said, buddy, if God wants me drafted, I'll be drafted. And if he doesn't, you or the United States government or every demon in hell can't draft me. And this guy just put his stuff in his briefcase, folded it up, and walked out. Never said another word. And guess what? The next day, I had my draft notice in the mailbox. I wished I'd have looked to see if there was a stamp on it. I'm not sure that it was mail. I bet you this guy went down, processed it himself, and put it in my mailbox. I don't know. But I didn't care. I meant it. And you know what? I just refused to take away and value the recruiter's opinion, the United States government, my mother, my pastor, my friends. Everybody else told me I was of the devil and that I was missing God. And they tried to devalue what God had done in my life. And I just kept saying no. And I kept honoring and valuing God. I praise God for it. And you know, because of it, I've never lost the benefit of it. I can guarantee you, if at one time the Lord has touched your life, some way, somehow, something happened that you started valuing. You valued the opinion of other people. You valued something. You started putting your attention and focus on something else, and you decreased the value that you placed on what God did. You can't lose the benefit of God touching your life without going through that process. So it's as simple as this. Just glorify, magnify, put value on God. When God speaks to you, make a big deal out of it. This is the reason that the Bible said to make landmarks. And, who was it? Samuel raised his Ebenezer, a stone to commemorate this victory. Make these memorials. I've got memorials all over my property where a boulder ran over me and should have killed me, and I just lived through it anyway. And I got a big old deal there saying that the Lord saved my life right here, August the 28th, 1999, when this boulder rolled over my head. And then I copied down the scripture that says the Lord preserves the simple. Amen. And I got that thing right there by that boulder. I got me a memorial made. I remember God saving my life. I remember things. I go back to Arlington, Texas and drive by my house. I go by the place where I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, where I saw the first demon cast out, where this happened, where that happened. I've got memorials. I walk and I'll spend hours going through and reminding myself. The Bible says in Psalms 103, I believe it's verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. The reason he commands you not to forget is because it's your tendency to forget. It takes effort to remember. You have to go back and intentionally remember and keep placing value on that. I go back every day of my life and remember that, man, God touched my life. I don't know all the reasons yet why he did it, but man, I'm so glad he did it. And I remember it and I praise God for that. And I have always valued God touching my life. And because of it, what he did in 1968 is still just as fresh in my life as it ever was. You know, just for time's sake, I'm talking as fast as I can. But over in Romans chapter 13, I believe it's verse 11, Paul said, I magnify my office. The word for magnify there is the exact same word that was translated glorify in Romans 1:21. And so by putting those verses together, you can see here's another way of talking about it. You have to magnify what God does in your life. The word magnify means to make bigger. You can't make God bigger. God is who He is, regardless of how you think. But as far as your thinking goes, you can make God bigger in your mind than your problems. Your mind is like a pair of binoculars. And whatever you focus on gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And it just keeps growing. The longer you look at it, the bigger and bigger and bigger it gets. The sad thing is most of us focus on the negative. We will focus on the people who criticize us. We will look on the one thing that goes wrong instead of the 99 things that went right. And if you look at the negatives, if you are one of these people that, you know, you would gripe and complain if they slit your throat with a brand new knife. You wouldn't see the blessing in it. Amen. Man, if you're really positive, you could say, thank you, Jesus, it was a brand new knife. It didn't have any rust on it, no germs on it. Thank you, Jesus. There is a positive way of looking at everything, but most of us look at the negative stuff, and because of that, it just grows and gets bigger and bigger and bigger. It's like the devil puts a little tiny toothpick in your path, and you focus on it and look at that thing and think about this thing that happened to you, and as you meditate on it, it becomes this huge baseball bat, and the devil's just beating your brains in with this little toothpick that you've magnified to a baseball bat. We magnify the wrong things, but to glorify means to magnify. You can focus on the things of God and it'll get bigger and bigger and bigger and it'll get more important and more valuable in your life. But it takes effort on your part to do that. You can't focus on all of the negative things in your life and have God glorified or magnified. You are going to have to focus on God. And I tell you, Jamie and I have been through a lot of hard things, no more than anybody else, but I mean, we've had our share of hard things. And there's been times that in the natural, it looked like there's no reason for me to continue on, and I had to just focus on the good. I had to focus on the things that God was doing. There was at least 10 years of me being in the ministry that there was no evidence that I was called to the ministry. None. People stayed away from my meetings by the thousands. We had zero evidence of it. If I'd have been arrested for being a minister, they couldn't have proven that I was one. And I just had to go back and remember, God, I know what you've told me. I know what you've done. And I magnified God over and over and over and over when there was no reason to believe it in the natural. You can do that. I've lived it. You can do it. You can keep your mind focused on God. And every one of us have had awesome, good things happen. And the problem is we don't value the things of God the way we should. We allow ourselves to become distracted. We're too plugged into this world and all of the negativism and all of the criticism and the bad news. It takes time to meditate on the things of God. You have to keep your mind stayed upon the Lord to stay in perfect peace. It doesn't happen automatically. You need to meditate on the things of God. And as you focus on it, your mind, it just becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. And God can be magnified. God can become huge in your life. What God has done in your life can become so big that it just overwhelms anything in the natural that comes against you. I gave that testimony about this doctor telling me I had a serious heart problem on that treadmill. But you know what? I had magnified the word and what God said, and it was just so big that I couldn't take the word of a doctor. It's not that I'm against people. It's not that I don't appreciate doctors, but compared to God, a doctor's nobody. Amen. Amen. I have people come up to me nearly every time I minister, and there's always somebody who's going to criticize you over something. And you know what? I'm not the best public speaker that there is. If I was God, I don't think I'd have chosen me. There's people a lot better qualified. I always say something wrong. I say something stupid. I do. And people come up and criticize me, and and talk about it. And you know what? I don't like that criticism. But I've just gotten to a place that even though I'm not the silver vessel, I am a surrendered vessel. And God loves me and God uses me. And you know what? I don't like it when people criticize me, but compared to God, you're nobody. And that's the way that I look at things. I had a man come up to me in Kansas City and he just started reading me the riot act over Jamie and the way she dressed. And there's nothing wrong with the way Jamie dresses. She always looks nice. She's always dressed really nice. But he was a Pentecostal and she had on jewelry and makeup and stuff. And so he was reading me the riot act. And I just stopped him right in the middle of it. And I said, "Hey, who died and made you God?" And he just stopped and looked at me and he says, "What do you mean?" I said, "You aren't God. What do I care? I don't give a rip what you think." And he just looked at me like, "I can't believe you'd say that." And I said, "Compared to God, you're nobody. I don't care what you think." And this is the way I deal with criticism. When people criticize me, I'll go to the Lord and say, "Father, am I doing right?" And he doesn't always say that you're perfect, you know, but he loves me anyway. And if God loves me, I think, well, that's good enough. Amen. If God's pleased with me, I just don't care what you think. If you're the type of person that all somebody's got to do is just come and criticize you and you just fall apart like a $2 suitcase and start sucking your thumb and talking about how bad it is and nobody loves me and everybody's mad at me, it's because you don't have much value and esteem on God's opinion of you. You don't understand how much God loves you. If you ever get a revelation of how much God loves you, and if you can maintain that by continuing to magnify Him, you'll reach a place that it doesn't matter if it's the President of the United States or whoever it is that you value, they're nobody compared to God.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on You've Already Got It. This 5-part series was recorded at the 2013 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar, and it's available for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM255 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries, and be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area.
This is Andrew Womack, and I'd like to encourage you to join with me and help get this gospel out to the world. You know, if these radio programs have been a blessing to you, then I would encourage you to pray about becoming a partner with us. You know, it's only our partners that enable us to do what we do. There's lots of people that give to cover the cost of materials that they get. There's people that give one time. But if it wasn't for our monthly partners, we would not be able to minister the way we do. And this is scriptural. The Bible says that if you've been fed spiritually, that you should give back financially. So I encourage you, if you've been blessed by this radio ministry, to pray about becoming a partner with us and then call today and join up and become a Gospel Truth partner.